For a moment, we think on our environment. Think on all the beings that you have recognized in that environment, all types of beings. Maybe even keep your eyes open. Just kind of scan around. And your environment includes outside your window, in your yard. And then begin to reflect on how your life is blessed by all these beings. The quality of your life because of all of these beings. There are all kinds of helpers as well. Some of them are quite unseen, unnoticed, such as all the little, like seriously little insects in our carpets and in all kinds of places that take the waste material, that for instance, skin flakes that fall off our body. And that's their food, that's their nourishment. But because of them, there's a whole cycle of renewal. And of course, within nature, nothing is ever wasted. Everything is always reused and becomes, the nourishment of others. So there's that kind of unseen, unnoticed being. And then there is, what kind of spiritual helpers do you have that visit you, that live in your house, that frequent your environment, that protect you? For example, if you have a balance issue or something like that, protect you from germs, protect you in all kinds of ways. So consider these beings. And consider the quality of life that you enjoy because of them, their blessings. So we sit in a particular quality right now. It is supported. And all that we just mentioned are beings that are primarily external to us. Of course, we have similar going on internally with microbes, viral entities that are completely beneficial and necessary to the inner workings of our body. And same with fungi. We have the elemental beings around us, inside us. And all of it comes around to how truly interconnected and interdependent each of us is. And in fact, every creature, every living being is, without exception. Because just as it is for each of us, it is for every being. All beings are equal to myself. And as we can continue our contemplation, not all beings have the blessing of the richness and abundance of interconnectedness and interbeing that I think we all have, everyone's here, whether it be that they live in a war zone or an area devastated by climate disruption and destruction, political upheavals, abject poverty, all kinds of myriad, you know, abuse, myriad examples. It doesn't change the fact that the interdependence is what makes life thrive. And it is simply and primarily because the factors of interdependence are being withheld, often forcefully, maliciously, that being, wherever they are, and whatever kind of being, is suffering greatly and not living the blessings that each of us is living. So we contemplate it all for a few minutes. And contemplate that it is quite obvious and quite true. And because for the most part, we each live in a mandala of tremendous support, probably beauty to some extent or another. Those are causative. They produce conditions and they produce results. So one of the factors of prajna is that it holds within one's mind as one develops prajna and has an interest in prajna, in wisdom. One constantly is aware of and investigating the fact of cause, condition, and results due to the ongoing interconnected interdependence of life. Of interbeing. We can sit here having the leisure to sit quietly and meditate for many reasons. They are all causative, they are all conditioned, and they are all, the result is that we can sit here right now. We have the internet, we have devices. We have the money to pay the bills for the internet and the devices, for example. Our electricity is pretty stable as another causative factor. And for the person or type of being who lives where there are different causes and conditions, the war zone, desertification, deforestation, etc., poisons from herbicides and pesticides, a ore mine being nearby, and chemicals such as mercury, etc., to arsenic in their groundwater. Because of that mine and needing to work in the mine, knowing that you are dying every day. These are different causes and conditions. They produce different results. And the bee and the flower epitomize all of it. Energy is causative. Aspiration is causative. Our motivation and our motives are causative. And so, if we take this moment and we appreciate, have gratitude for all that we live, all that we have the opportunity for, the causes and the conditions that make our life be the life that we have. In that celebration, we can offer that energetically from the truth of our heart into the world, that all beings be blessed with similar causes and conditions, that their needs be met as our needs are met. And we settle into the unified state of wholeness. Because then automatically, all beings are right here. And we can have the faith and trust that the energetics of our group field are supportive to at least some being somewhere that their needs be met. That this energetic of the group field be causative of blessing and benefit to myriad beings everywhere in this world, if not beyond it. And we add with words the same blessing. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all beings never lose the happiness that is beyond all suffering. May all beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment and aversion. We take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings and the interdependence of life itself. Love you all. As you create your day, do so with this knowing of cause, condition, and result. Review everything. Review the moment that you are in. What are the causes? Why am I doing this? There are a set of causes. What are the conditions that are being reified with every action, thought, word, deed, the environment, etc.? And just consider the interdependence of everything, anything, everything. And live as a blessing in this world. Love you well. Offer your blessings too. Love you well. Create your day.